Recycling has been a hot topic among leaders in the Valley. The price of collecting and trucking plastic, glass, and other materials out of the area is getting more expensive. For Scott Eden, there's an added frustration.
I would say that right now the chances of your recyclables going to China is probably in the 95 to 100% range.
Eden is founder and president of Carbondale-based Mountain Waste and Recycling. That's the combination of two companies that merged earlier this year, Intermountain Waste and Recycling and Mountain Roll-Offs Incorporated. There's a variety of reasons causing shipping containers of recyclables to end up in China, like commodities prices and how far away Colorado is from industrial plants in the U.S. All of those factors add up to it being cheaper for companies to send recyclables from Denver to Southern California and on to China. The irony is the price of recycling is not going down locally. Again, Scott Eden.
It's literally costing us over $100 a ton to collect, transport, and then ultimately take to a facility our recyclables. So it's literally double the cost.
As in the cost of sending trash to a local landfill. That's because more and more old containers are having to go all the way to Denver, where at least one receiving center is now charging more for Eden to empty his trucks. Carbondale officials have considered allowing companies to charge customers more to help offset those costs, but town trustees decided against those and other changes this week. The high cost of recycling means another major trash company is giving up on the Basalt Recycling Center. The town of Basalt is hoping to convince Pitkin County and others to chip in the $3,700 a month needed to keep the popular drop-off site open.
Right now, we have possibly an equity issue amongst the municipalities within the county.
Brian Pettit is Pitkin's Public Works Director.
It's always a losing proposition financially. It costs money to recycle, especially in a remote mountain community like Pitkin County.
So far this year, Pitkin County has paid about $30,000 for Snowmass Village's recycling program and nearly $200,000 for Aspen's recycling drop-off site. A major factor for funding such programs is to make more room for trash at local landfills so they don't fill up and close. Pitkin County's dump has less than 20 years left. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.